The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph discusses the Malchus of Achashverosh, and the Gemara says that there are Shlosha Malcha B'Kipa, three people are Melech on the whole world. Like Taisa says, Malcha B'Chol Olam Kula, they're Melech on the whole entire world, and one of them is Achashverosh. So it's Mavur that Achashverosh was Melech B'Chol Olam Kula, he was Melech on the whole entire world. This is Mavur also earlier in the Gemara by the Machlekes Rabin Shmuel, when it says Achashverosh was Melech Mehoidu Vad Kush. So it's a shaila exactly what that means, Mehoidu Vad Kush, but everyone seems to agree that he was Melech on the whole world, either from Haidu until Kush, or is Melech on the whole world like Haidu and Kush. Al Kampanim, that's Mavur from the Gemara, that Achashverosh was Melech B'chol Olam Kulai, he was the king on the whole entire world. And from here, you could ask a Kasha on a Peldek Achidish that the Chidah writes. The Chidah writes this in the Sefer Leib David, Perek Chavtas, he says the Dabar Nifla. He asks the following question. He says, L'chara, he says, the Yidden that are living in Sfard and in Africa, the Jews living in Spain and in Africa, should not be chayev to celebrate Purim today because they were not under Malchus Achashverosh. He says, the Harei, he says, V'zeh yishafti ban yusi bedrushim chakir achas or Yisrael asher besfard v'Africa lo hayu tachas memshal Achashverosh. They were not under the rule of Achashverosh. V'lama kol Yisrael hayam chayevim lasas Purim. So why do all the Yidden have to make Purim today? L'char, these Yidden were not part of the Malchus of Achashverosh. They weren't part of Ixera. They weren't part of the Yeshua. And they should be pater from the Antav of Purim. Paldek Akasha. And he's miyash of this, Alpi, he said from the Arizal, that Purim is not just celebrating what happened then, but every year there's another Ar and Shefa that comes out, that comes down to the world like it happened then, Bizman HaYeshua, and therefore all Yidden need to celebrate Purim to be able to be Zeichet to get that Ar and the Shefa that comes down. But the question is, what's this happening? What is he asking that the Yidden in Spain and Africa should be part of Purim because they weren't under Malchus Achashverosh? The Gemara over here says Beferish, Achashverosh was Melech B'chol Olam Kula. He was the king over the whole entire world. If he was the king over everything, he was clearly the king over Sfard and Africa as well, Spain and Africa. So they were part of the Purim story. So what does he mean they were not part of the story of Purim? What's this happening that they should not be chayev in the mitzvah of Purim? And I found this Kasha asked in a Sefer, Balakir Sefer on Masechus Megillah called Tchelis Mordechai from Mordechai Fishoff. And over here in Daf Yud Aleph, he asks this Kasha, Bavarns it, and he says he wants to answer it al pi a Yosid from the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada over here says a Gemaldik Achidish and Pshat in the Gemara. And he says when the Gemara over here says that Achashverosh was Melech B'chol Olam Kula, he was a king on the whole world, it is Lav Dafka B'chol Olam. It does not mean the whole entire world. He learns that it doesn't mean every single continent. He says it basically means Asia. It's referring to Asia. Asia, perhaps the Middle East. That whole area is what the Gemara means that he was Melech B'chol Ha'olam Kulai, because that's where the Iker Yishuv was in those days. That's where most people lived. And that's what the Gemara is referring to when it says B'chol Ha'olam. It means the whole main world where people live. That's where Achashverosh was Melech on everyone. But he says it has to be. It's Pashat that there are certain continents where Achashverosh, his Malchus didn't reach, and he had no shlita over them. He says, "Bevadi lo yia Malchus Achashverosh be'Europa, be'Africa." For sure, his Malchus didn't reach Europe and Africa. Virginia, v'kol shchen shlo yia be'Eretz America. And he says, "For sure, it Zichur didn't come to America. Achashverosh wasn't Melech of America. Shlo nigas adayin. It wasn't discovered yet." And so clearly, there were continents and countries and places that Achashverosh was not Melech on at the time. And therefore he learns that the Gemara just means B'chol Olam means the whole island where the Iker Yishuv was, which is referring basically to Asia. But Avada, there were places like Africa that he was not Melech on, and that is Mistama what the Chidah meant. That's Mistama how the Chidah understood it, that Achashverosh was not Melech on the whole entire world, but Dafka on the Iker Yishuv, which is basically Asia. That could be the beer in this Peldeg HaHavamina of the Chidah, that people in Sfard and Africa should be pater from the Mitzvah of Purim. And the Emes is that this whole thing that I'm saying is really meduyakative in the Sefer HaChinuch, and it seems to be that the Sefer HaChinuch is bevarning this. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Yitzayin, the Mitzvah of Lismayach B'Purim, he says the following. He says, he ends off like he does with every Mitzvah, in the Hages Mitzvah Zu B'chol Makom B'chol Zman. He says, when the Hages Mitzvah Zu B'chol Makom B'chol Zman, L'Prozim Arba Asar B'Adar L'Mukafim Chayma B'Tesva B'Adar. So he ends off saying that the Mitzvah of Purim is Nag B'chol Makom B'chol Zman, and it applies to everyone. So what does he mean? What does the chinuch mean when he says b'chol makim? So the mechas chinuch over there says, in Isiyot, b'chol makim is coming to include af b'medinas Africa v'sfard. It's coming to include even Africa and Spain. Shal ha'isa shem gezer klal. That there was no gezer over there at all. K'ma shikasa b'leib David l'harav chida. K'ma shikasa v'le'alan. So zakti mechas chinuch, what the chinuch is bavarni when he says b'chol makim, he's gufa coming to include even Africa and Spain, where there was no gezerah. They were not part of the gezerah of Haman because they weren't under Malchus Achashverosh. And he quotes his chidah, like the chidah says in the Sefer Leiv David, and that's what the chinuch is saying. No, af al pichein, they're chayev, even they're chayev, and that's the b'chol makom, what the chinuch says is coming to be marbe. So it's all meduk over here in his lashon. Now you might be wondering that how am I quoting a Sefer Chinuch on the Mitzvah of Purim? We know the chinuch did not write on on the mitzvah of Purim. He didn't write on mitzvahs d'rabbanan. He only wrote on d'oraisa. There's no chinuch and there's no minchas chinuch on Purim. And the truth is, I'm not quoting the actual minchas chinuch. I'm quoting a new sefer that came out recently, a gevaldike sefer called Mincha Ketana. And this is a sefer put out by Harav Dervil, which is really a he made ke'enei minchas chinuch and all the mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And he made a sefer chinuch in the middle. He made a minchas chinuch around it called Mincha Ketana. And in mitzvah Yizayin, the mitzvah of l'smach b'Purim, in his Ke'ein Sefer HaChinuch, he wrote v'neheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom u'chol zman, and he writes in the Mincha Ketana that that's what he's coming to Bavarn, even Medinas Africa of Sfarad, referring to this chida where there would be such a havamina that maybe they wouldn't be chayev in the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Purim. And I actually got this mar makom from the mechaber himself. I heard this on an interview with the Mechaber. I believe he himself said this over on a podcast on Nikra's Farm Chatter. He was interviewed and he mentioned this specific Mar Makam, that this is coming to Bavar and the Chida. But Al Kapanim, this is the this is L'chari, what you have to say to be Miyashiv the Chida. The Chida is Tzarechin from our Gemara. I don't think he goes into the Kasha over there, how to be Miyashiv with our Sugya, but L'chari, this is what you have to say, like the Tchelis Mordechai is saying, that the Chida understood it like the Ben Yoyada. That being Melech b'chol ha'olam doesn't mean kipshuta, literally in the whole world, it just means in the Iker Yishuv, and that seems to be how the Chida learned, but there are other Achanim who learn the kipshuta, that the Malchus of Achashverosh was taka everywhere b'chol ha'olam mamish, and l'fi that there would be no, l'fi that is pasha, that all Yidden are chayev in the mitzvah of Purim.